happens to come, I don't ever ask any of the ministries where they're preaching from, because I know where they're not going to be preaching from. Amen. He's going to be preaching from our contract. The grace covenant. Everybody say the grace covenant. Let's receive the word of God with a heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have a word of prayer before we proceed. The righteous and eternal and all blessed God, our Father. Lord, how we praise you. We thank and bless you, Lord God, for the revelation of knowledge you've given us, and through that truth, Lord, the mystery, our contract, Lord, lovingly given of you, held back, Lord, until you revealed it unto our beloved Apostle Paul. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and for all this thy people. We pray, Lord God, that thou would cause as many as thy decree to hear and understand, and, oh God, understanding, rejoice. We thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Why don't you turn with me in your Bibles to Colossians. Yep, grace contract. Colossians chapter 3. Yep, that's where Sister Karen was the other week. Colossians chapter 3. We're going to deal with verses 1 through 4. But as a context, I feel I have to go also above that to chapter 2, verses 20 through 23, and then flow down into Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. We are taught, and we are taught well, just as our pastor was taught well by his pastor and some of our pastor also. And we had a caution about taking too many verses, and I didn't want to take many this time, but I think for the present need, I want to take a look at Colossians 2, verse 20 through 23. As well as Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Ella Liverman is our designated reader. And, Elder, I want you to begin reading. I want you to begin reading at verse 20. But first of all, let me say this. I want to do a bit of a comparison this afternoon between physicality and spirituality, an assessment or a comparison, physicality as opposed to a versus spirituality. Ella, begin reading at verse 20 of the second chapter of Colossians, and I tell you what, Ella, in the interest of time, read it from the interlinear Greek text, and we'll make some comment accordingly.
Colossians chapter 2, mm-hmm. beginning with the 20th verse.
Mm-hmm.
Since ye died with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Since ye died with Christ.
From the elements of the world.
From the elements of the world.
Why, as living in the world.
Why?
Are ye subject to decrees?
Why, as living in the world, are ye subject to decrees? Amen. Physicality versus spirituality, a comparison. Now, let me give this this opening speech, if you will. Although it is true that God, our eternal Heavenly Father, has His elect, His people everywhere in the earth, it is also equally true that Christ's gospel, the mystery, which He from the heavenlies revealed exclusively to the Apostle Paul to be preached, taught, and ministered to the church, members of his body, is not being preached, taught, and ministered everywhere. The mystery. Our Lord Jesus revealed the mystery to the Apostle Paul from the eternal heavenlies. But our Lord Jesus, in his earthly manifestation in flesh, he did not preach the mystery. He preached the kingdom gospel. And we reference Matthew 4:23, which states that Christ Jesus went in their synagogues teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Check it out. Matthew 4:23, which he from the heavenlies revealed exclusively to the Apostle Paul. Amen. Exclusively does not mean Paul and him or Paul and them. Exclusively means directly only to the Apostle Paul. And he taught it to those who were given in ministry with him. Praise God. But the mystery that was given for the church, the members of Christ's body, is not being taught and preached and ministered everywhere. Instead of the mystery being preached and taught, which focuses on the eternal heavenlies or our eternal heavenlies position in Christ and our eternal Son positioning as members of his body, instead, the main focus of the majority of the ministering is prioritizing the temporal, earthly, physical things of the world. Most ministries are prioritizing the earthly, temporal, physical things of the world. Physicality over spirituality. Amen. While, when they're doing that, they are depriving Christ's elect of focusing on that which is lasting and that which is truly ours, eternal. Hallelujah. When we focus on or prioritize physicality, the children of God, the members of the body of Christ, are being deprived of their bread, their food, spirituality, the things that are in the mystery. Praise God. You say, well, wasn't it decreed? Yes, it was decreed. Amen. But it was also decreed that Hymenaeus and Alexander would preach things contrary to what Paul was teaching and preaching, but Paul also called them out and instructed his son Timothy to preach the things that you have learned and heard of me. Praise God. So when we call things out, don't say that we're being unkind or anything. Did Paul not call the names? I know them. Alexander and Hymenaeus. They were preaching things contrary to sound doctrine that was delivered unto the Apostle Paul by our resurrected Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to preach in this dispensation to the members of the body of Christ. Back to our context. Wherefore, since ye died, this is spiritual, ye died with Christ away from. We died with Christ is spiritual. We died away from, praise God, the elements of the world. The worldly principles. Principles are fundamentals of belief or conduct. When we died with Christ, we died from those things, and that was a spiritual, amen, transaction and ongoing. We were in Christ Jesus. From the rudiments or the elements of the world, and then the question is asked, if that be the case, and it is, why? Though living in the world, are we subject to its ordinances? If we died with Christ in spirituality, we weren't even there 2,000 years. We weren't in the 19th century. We weren't there. No one in here, I don't think, was in the 19th. In the 19th century, we weren't 2,000 years ago with Christ. So how in the world would we, in physicality, in the flesh, have been in eternity when we died in Christ? That in itself was spiritual, not fleshly, not physical. Hallelujah. Why then, if we died with Christ as living in the world, are we subject to his ordinances when we died from it? Hallelujah. Ordinances, dogmas, and conclusions of the world. You know, the things that men contend and place upon you, in your mind, in your spirit. Look before you leap. Bible, now, that don't mean go out and do everything on a spur, on a whim. Praise God. We are dutifully supposed to check things out. But as far as looking at, before we leap in the things of God, the Bible tells us we walk by faith, not by sight. When in Rome, do like the Romans do. Oh, no, you don't. Praise God. We are members of Christ's body. We are spiritually connected to him. Amen. Another one, it says, seeing is believing. The scriptures tell us, even in the Old Testament, amen, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll do what? He will direct your paths. Praise God. And then, again, in our gospel, we walk by faith, not by sight. So here are the things, the dogmas and ordinances of the world. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Amen. Which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. I'm getting ahead of myself. Ella, read that verse 22 for me, will you?
Verse 22 from the interlinear.
Mm-hmm.
Greek text. Which things are all for corruption.
They are all for corruption.
In the using. According to the injunctions,
charges or commandments or the things commanded and
teachings of men.
And the teachings of men. Everything that is taught in physicality, everything that is held dear in physicality, they are all come to corruption and be destroyed with all physicality. Praise God. But we died with Christ. So we don't want to, praise God, be guided by the elements and the dogmas of the world. Remember the Lord Jesus as our example. When he was here, amen, he did not get caught up. He dealt in the world, but he did not get caught up, or as pastors say, put things in overdrive and caring about worldly things. He told those whom he had chosen to follow him and be with him, my meat, my sustenance is to do the will of him that sent me. And that's what he was captivated most with and caught up with, doing the will of God and pleasing the Lord. So he did not get all extended in the things of this life. And us, we want to take care of business. You got a job, go to it. And somebody say, be on time. Hallelujah. If we got affairs and bills, if the Lord has given the enablement, pay them. Take care of business.
Amen.
But let's not put it in overdrive. We died with Christ from the elements of the world. All from all physicality. Touch not, taste not. You've heard this expression. Don't put that out there. It might come to pass. It might come true. Well, you want them to come? Put out there. I need some bucks. I've been working since I've been retired. I need a rest. Put that out there. Glory to God. Listen, if it was in God's decree for a touch to go down, it will manifest. If for a tasting to go down, that's what will manifest. If it's not decreed, it's not happening. The handling is not happening except it is in God's decree. Everything that goes down in your life, in my life, whether it's a happenstance, as we might call it, or we might call it even an accident, is no accident. It is in God's decree. Amen. Nothing can go down in God's creation but what He has decreed and ordained. Yeah. And it manifests incrementally as the Lord God has planned and purposed it to manifest. I lost my job. Purpose. When did you lose it? 1 week after I got it? Purpose. Purpose. Somebody stole my car. Even that. Purpose. I got in what we call an accident, an unplanned event. Unplanned to you, but not unplanned to God. Purpose. Hallelujah. They cut my pay. Purpose. Bless the name of Jesus. I don't look as good as her or him. Purpose. You might can't handle it like him or her. Purpose.
Amen.
Bless Jesus. All right. Verse 23, Elder, from the millennium.
Verse 23. Which things are a repute indeed. Having a wisdom,
having
and
a wisdom,
self-imposed worship,
and, yes, and self-imposed worship or voluntary sanctimonious worship. The in physicality, many a thing have a voluntary show of will worship or sanctimonious fleshly worship, and even what's that next word, Elder?
And humility.
And humility. You've seen it. You've seen it. A show of humility. And what else?
And severity of the body.
And severity of the body, whether you're neglecting it or doing something to it that will bring it into subjection to no avail. Sin is in the nature. And what else, Elder?
Not in honor any.
Any value or worth. What?
For satisfaction of the flesh,
or filling up, amen, or pacifying the flesh. Somebody told me something a while ago. They said even their loved one upon their deathbed, they were leaving physicality, this earth. They said the flesh is never satisfied. Amen. So nothing we can do with physicality or with the flesh, amen, will be to the satisfying of it or in any honor or worth or value of it, because it is decreed for destruction. That is in God's decree. Now, praise God, moving on. We have looked at where we truly abide. And it's spiritual. Wherefore, if ye died with Christ from, away from the elements of the world, that was spiritual. Up in verse 12, you don't have to look at it unless it's on your page. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also we were risen with him through faith of the operation of God. Spiritual. We weren't there in the flesh. It was spiritual. Died with him. Spiritual. Now, remember, we are doing a comparison, physicality versus spirituality, or an evaluation of an assessment of where our priorities ought to be in physicality as opposed to spirituality. Verse 1 of chapter 3, moving right in there. I'll take it here, Ella. Thank you so much. verse 1 of Colossians, the third chapter. If indeed, therefore, praise God, praise God, we died with Christ from the elements of the world. This is not if you scratch your head, maybe mighty talk. If here, it is a subordinating conjunction. It's a subordinating conjunction to that which is following. But right next to it is a superordinating conjunction. Praise God. If the subordinating conjunction was this, I've just used this in a passive mode of that which is to come, then the superordinating conjunction is fixing to really get on the freeway. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, for that or this reason, or as a result of our having died with Christ from the elements of the world. Therefore, as a result of that, in consequence of that, raised together with the Christ. Again, this is spiritual, not physical. Spirituality, not physicality. Raised together with the Christ. The above things, or the above seek, hallelujah, where Christ is at right of the God sitting right now. We died with Christ. Therefore, as raised with Christ, again spirituality, seek first, prioritize the spiritual things of Christ, where Christ is, even Christ, spirituality. Glory to God. Verse 2, and I don't think I'm going to be long because I'm moving along. Verse 2, the above, the things of Christ, where he is, the above, even Christ, have in mind. This is an imperative present, or a present command of grace. Not having in mind yesterday and not today. Praise God. But presently, continually having the things of Christ or the above things in mind. Prioritizing them over all physicality. In the home. Out the home, on the job, off the job, up the street, down the street, over here, over there, wherever we are, whatever we are about, whatever irons we got in the fire, whatever we are aspiring to, the things of Christ are to be prioritized above all physicality.
Amen.
Even him or her. Above all physicality. Let's look at that thing, word, this phrase, have in mind. It means to prioritize. Put first. Have our minds controlled by the above things, not the things in Washington, D.C. Or even, coming close to home, or even the things that are in our own body. Having our minds controlled by the things above. Care for those things first.
Yes.
And we still take care of business. Because does not the Bible tell you if any man did not work, neither should he what? Eat. Yes. Go to work. Take care of business and pay the bills, as I said earlier. Cultivate relationships and friendships. Yes. Give them some time. But prioritize the things above, and let all of physicality be placed in the light of the spiritual above things.
Yeah.
Where we are in Christ Jesus. Think the thoughts of those things. Be concerned about the above things. Think highly of the above things. More highly than who win the next governor's seat. And really, more highly than who win the seat in Washington next time. Have them constantly, presently in mind. The above have in mind, not the things of the earth. Now what it means here is, again, it does not mean don't take care of business. Do what we have to do. But let's, for God's sake, pray God that we do not put those things in overdrive, in worration, amen, and being overly concerned about the things of physicality. Hallelujah. Verse 3, died you, or for you died. Indicative errors. As Ella talked about last week, indicative mood is a fact. How could it not be a fact? I mean, how could it be a fact if it does not exist? We died, and the life of us is hidden in Christ, or with Christ in God. Our life is concealed. Our life is kept secret. Hallelujah. In Christ, in God. But we died with Christ. Glory to God. That also is spiritual. Glory to Jesus. Verse 4. Whenever the Christ having been revealed, whenever the Christ having been revealed, the life of you, our life, he doesn't just give life, he is our life. You know, we have sayings out in the world, you know, man, I'm going to live my life. I don't care what them folks say. That's not your real life if it's in physicality. You don't tell me how to live my life, how to run my life. That's not your real life if it's in physicality. The scripture says, when Christ, the life of you, he is our life. Without him, out of him, we have, there is, regarding us, no life. He is our life. I'm going to get ready to wrap it up, and I'm going to bring it here. Praise God. I said on one other occasion that we got our existence all mixed up because of where we've been reading and most of the ministering that has been going on all of our life. We assess the thing that we start in the flesh, and somehow if we do well enough, or good enough, we will somehow end up in the spirit. That, my friend, is backwards. That is out of kilter. I mentioned that we are buried with him in baptism, spiritual. We died in Christ, spiritual. We were raised with Christ, spiritual. Our life is hid in Christ, spiritual. I mention that for a reason. And it said, if you died with Christ, the above things seek. Our existence is truly, actually in Christ, and we were manifested, placed in time, for time, when God determined we were placed in physical bodies. But we were first spiritual, baptized in Christ, buried with Christ, raised with Christ, all spiritual. So, if all of that regarding us is spiritual, where should our priorities be? Where we abide? Where will our prioritized assessment be? Where we belong? Back home in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God. And then we deal from that perspective. This is why I say the above thing, seek, have them in mind. Not the things of the earth. Do them if you're enabled to do them.
Take care
if you're enabled to take care. But seek the things where you right now abide, always abode in the precious body of Christ. And assess the events of life in time, in physicality, as they are. Purpose. God's purpose. Whatever it is. It's for a purpose, for a while to be manifested. And it'll make for our eternal praise and glory. Hallelujah. We'll see the difference of the life of God and the difference in those that are separated from the life of God. You read about it in Revelation, those that are separated from the life of God. So, again, I ask the question. If we died with Christ, why? For crying out loud, why? Are we caught up with the elements of the world? We're just abiding here for a moment, momentarily.
Amen.
Then we're out of here where we are and where we belong. Let's prioritize the things that are ours, truly ours. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.